Libraries play a central role in many communities. They provide books and information and help people navigate challenges and connect with resources. Sometimes those challenges are beyond the scope of what librarians are trained to handle. As SideFX Public Media's Darian Benson reports, some libraries are hiring social workers to meet the need.
Yana McGraw is a social worker at the Indianapolis Public Library. She was recently connected with a gentleman through a local AIDS service organization because he could not buy his medication. McGraw says he was staying at a shelter and did not have access to transportation.
So for him to get to somewhere to get $4 for medication, that was going to be hard for him.
She made some phone calls for him and helped him connect with a family member who came to the library to give him the $4 so he could get his medicine. McGraw is the first licensed social worker hired by her library system and one of about a dozen full-time social workers working at libraries across the Midwest. McGraw started in July after the library recognized the need. She's got an office on the fourth floor, but lately she's been balancing time at her desk with making rounds, just talking to people to make sure they know who she is and what she's there for.
My door's open. Come on in. And they do. Not even knocking, but they just come in. And I'd rather have it that way because I want to make that connection.
John Helling is the interim CEO of the Indianapolis Public Library. He says public libraries are one of the few places people can go during the day and not have to spend money. And they've been getting requests for help that are beyond the scope of what librarians can handle for years.
We're a safe place. We're a clean place. We try to be a helpful place. And so we do find patrons experiencing just a wide variety of needs that just end up in our building because we're the only place where they can go.
McGraw says the library is like a day shelter, but with no support. And that support is needed for people who are dealing with really tough challenges, things like housing insecurity and severe mental illness. McGraw says as a social worker at a library, she can assist patrons in a way librarians can't.
I'm able to spend that time, pick up the phone, ask the questions, send an email to a community partner if I have that relationship, follow back. Like planting the seed and then just keep continuing on to they get to where they need to get to.
Beth Whaler leads the social work department at the University of North Carolina. She works with public libraries across the country to understand their needs and suggest ways social workers may be able to help. Whaler says a theme she notices in every library she has worked with is how central to the community they are.
And I think sometimes they're the first ones to know what gaps exist because those are the issues that are coming in the door with the patron population there.
Her research has highlighted some of those gaps. Preliminary results from a survey of almost 5,000 people at three Midwest public libraries show 10% reported needing help finding a job, 6% said they need mental health assistance, and 4% housing assistance. Whaley says although these percentages might seem small, many patrons have multiple needs, many of which are complex and require specialized training to adequately address. Melanie Huggins with the Public Library Association says over the past decade, more libraries have been finding ways to partner with social workers. But it's not as easy as you might think. Barriers include money, capacity, and challenging the idea that it's not the library's job to do this kind of work.
I think library directors, even if they think it's a really great idea, they still have to balance it with all the other needs that they have in their community and within their library.
But in Indianapolis, McGraw says being a library social worker is where she needs to be.
So just helping people navigate and make those connections is really important to me. And when I go home, I'm happy and content that I made a difference. It might be little differences, but it's a difference in some way in someone else's life.
I'm Darian Benson, SideFX Public Media.